Hello, it's Gabriel McBird in Exmouth. I hope everyone's having a reasonable sort of Christmas Day thing. And if you've got loads of relatives that you've got to put up with that you don't know or like, I hope it's not too fierce. And if you're with people you get on with, well, top do. I'm off out later on for Christmas dinner in a pub called the George and Dragon, in what I would say is a slightly dodgy sounding Cliff St. Mary. It's between Exmouth and Topsham on the way to Exeter, basically. But it's only, I think it's only about 4 or 5 miles from here, so the idea is we'll go there in the motor. I think dinner starts about 1:30. I'm having beef Wellington, which will be a nice change from turkey, actually. I've had turkey quite a bit, really, this year. I've certainly had it twice so far, so quite looking forward to the change of, a change is as good as a rest and all that. It's quite fierce. It costs £50 for 3 courses, so it will get a fairly harsh review, I think. I think when you're paying that kind of money, I would expect the food to be good. And I hope it will be, but I will report. I'm sure there'll be crackers and things full of crappy jokes. Ended up going out about last night for a few... it turned into quite a session, really. Say, last night, yesterday afternoon, went to a pub called the Sir Walter Raleigh in the little village of East Budley. It's quite a nice sort of pub. It's an old thatched cottage, two knocked in together. And they've usually got 5 real ales on, and apparently they change them. And there's also, I forgot to ask them who made it, but there's a very strong pear cider, which was about 7.5%, which was really quite fierce. It was very smooth and easy drinking. I had a couple of pints of that. You wouldn't have thought it was 7% until you've had it. And then we went back into town, and we were going to go for a walk down the seafront, but we got waylaid in the Exmouth Arms and had about 4 pints there, and a few in the Holly Tree, and then finally tottered home, had a Chinese and a whiskey on top of that, and I fell in a heap at about 9 o'clock, woke up at 4 in the morn. So yeah, people seem to be talking and burbling about Christmas, so that's my contribution. Bye for now.